Scott, that's jwellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 410. A little bit different of an approach today. I'm going to cover two stories that fit a dream I had about the Antichrist in 2008. I've probably covered it 40 times. Basically, that dream, and I'll put the link below on the extended version so you can check it out on my website. But I saw the Antichrist at a podium speaking, giving a speech, and he was in front of these Greek type Roman Empire ruins. Maybe I'll put a picture up to describe what I saw in the dream. And he was hit, and it was the upper left shoulder with this long projectile, but it was in slow motion. Later, I thought it might be the Spear of Destiny because it was long and was in slow motion. I didn't see the Antichrist and the injury that he had, but they ended up putting his head on this mega computer in this very clean, white, bright room. So his head was just sitting on this huge computer, and I didn't know what a quantum computer was in 2008. All of a sudden, the world went into chaos, grid down, war, lawlessness. I was on the run with my wife at the time within this dream, and we were eating canned goods. It was very, very cold, and some people were helping us. I remember in the dream, some other fellow Christians. And then all of a sudden, they came out with these triangle-free energy devices that were just glowing. And people with the promise of food, they saw the Antichrist show up as a hologram. And the hologram looked like the Antichrist was there. And this was happening all around the world. And then people went into this booth, and there was a flash of light, and they came out as mind-controlled zombies, and they started to hunt Christians. We were on the run from there. And then I saw two huge silver hands crush the head of the Antichrist. It was the end of the dream. And again, I'll put the extended version of that link below in the description. So let's read Revelation 13, 14, verses 16. You need to think about it. The Antichrist will have a fake resurrection. Everything is a counterfeit. Once you understand this Antichrist system as a counterfeit, your eyes will open up onto what we're seeing today. But again, let's read Revelation 13, verses 14 through 16. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which had power to do in the sight of the beast. So this is the miracles of the false prophet. We've been doing a series, this Elon Musk, the false prophet, in the sight of the beast. The beast is the Antichrist, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound of the sword and did live. And he had the power, this is the false prophet, had the power to give life unto the image of the beast. I think it's a hologram when I saw my dream, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, ultimately to be able to buy or sell. Now, let's read this article. I've covered this company before. Because I'm like, how can a head actually be hooked up to artificial intelligence, to a quantum computer? And it blew me away when I started reading and covering this company, the story. And personally, I wonder if they're so far ahead of this technology, and this is a front to kind of slow boil us. The example I always like to give is how fax machines were on Navy ships in the 50s, but we did not get a fax machine for the public until the 80s. GPS, a similar story. And there are some military people that I've covered that said they've had artificial intelligence in the military industrial complex forever. They're just slowly rolling it out to us. And again, the reason why they're doing that, in my humble opinion, is because of all these deep fakes, these deep state deep fakes, where ultimately you're going to need ID 2020 to be able to go online. So everything 100% can be tracked. But let's read. This is a wicked, wicked article, and it reminds me of that Antichrist dream. This $35,000 computer is powered by trapped human brain cells. They're actually selling a computer with human brain cells. And I want you to think about this as well. We did a podcast called The AI Rapture. I wonder if they're going to actually promote this technology potentially for loved ones that are dying. Who knows, my friends? So I'm going to read the headline again. This $35,000 computer is powered by trapped human brain cells. A company is selling what it calls the world's first code-deployable biological computer. we're dealing with some sick stuff. Cortico Labs would like to sell you a brain in a box. It costs about $35,000. You can teach it to do all kinds of nifty things, really. If that's out of your price range, you can sign up for what it calls wetware as a service. That just reminded me of Wetworks, right? Killing. You can sign up for its wetware as a service and rent biocomputing processing power from a rack of living tissues welded to machines. It'll be in the cloud. Cortico Labs has been working on this computer for 6 years and detailed many of its features in the new Atlas. That's a magazine. The company is called the CL1, and the company is already taking orders with plans to ship them out later this year. The new Atlas article is built around a long interview with Cortico Labs Chief Scientific Officer Brett Keegan. He said that CL1 is powered by lab-grown neurons that are placed on a planar electrode array, basically just metal and glass. The lab-made hunk of brain is hooked up to 59 electrodes that create a stable neural network. This is all plugged into a life support unit and hooked up to a proprietary software system, a life support network. So could the Antichrist be placed on this AI beast system? We have pumps like the heart, waist, feeding reservoirs, filtration units like the kidneys, and we have a gas mixer to take carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitrogen. Cortico Lab CEO Hung Weng Chung told Reuters in a video walkthrough of the machine. I think I've played that video in one of my podcasts. This is crazy. I'm going to read that again. We have pumps like the heart, waste, feeding reservoirs, filtration units like the kidneys, and we have a glass mixer to take carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitrogen. What could go wrong with this? How could this be used for evil? That's a question I always ask. The marketing of the CL1 on the Cortico Labs website is morbid. Real neurons are cultivated inside a nutrient-rich solution, supplying them with everything they need to be healthy, the website says. They grow across a silicone chip, which sends and receives electrical impulses into neural structure. And what's the fate of this unholy melding of flesh and machine? This is iron mixed with clay, as the days of Noah. The world the neurons exist is created by our biological intelligence operating system, BIOS, BIOS, Cortico Lab says. It runs a simulated world and sends information directly to the neurons about their environment. And as the neurons react, their impulses affect their simulated world. How does this fit Meta? How does this fit demonic possession? Let's continue. And what are the applications for wetware? Cortico Labs got an early version of the system to play Pong a few years ago. I remember research or presenting that in one of my podcasts. The pitch here is that the CL1 can match or exceed the performance of digital AI systems. Let's read that again. This is key. They're going to make AI even stronger. The pitch here is that the CL1 can match or exceed the performance of digital AI systems. If you have 120 CL1s, you can set up a really well-controlled experiments that understand exactly what drives the appearance of intelligence. Iron mixed with clay again. Can you break things down to a transcriptonic and genetic level to understand what genes and what proteins are actually driving one to learn and another not to learn, he said. And when you have all these units, you can immediately start to take the drug discovery and disease modeling approach. According to Cortico Labs' website, CL1 is high-performance closed-loop system where real neurons interact with software in real time. Just think of AI on how they want to measure you under the skin. Think about if the Antichrist is hooked up to the system, almost like the overlord. This robust environment can keep track of your wetware machine alive for up to 6 months. It's also plug and play. The cloud version can support a wealth of USB devices. So it sounds like they can only keep this thing alive for 6 months. Cortico Lab is just one of the groups pushing the frontiers of nightmare science by teaching stuff to play Pong as they search for alternatives to digital LLMs. That's large language models. Last year, a team of researchers at the University of Reading published a paper describing how they taught an ionic electroactive polymer hydrogel, a lump of goo, to play Pong. The scientists said they were confident that they could get the lump of goo to improve its Pong abilities if they figured out how to make it feel pain. Wow. Sick. The next video I want to play that fits the dream is from the Reese Report, how it appears they have scientifically found that, yes, these pyramids conducted free electricity. And the other theory is maybe it was a weapon system. And within my dream, I saw many pyramids, probably the size of a gas generator, maybe to someone's waist at the largest, but they were glowing. They looked like they just had massive power and free electricity. And then a hologram that appeared to be real. People thought the hologram was real. It was that crisp. And in my dream, I was like, no, the hologram isn't real. It's fake. But this fits, folks. This fits the whole worshiping of the image for people that will take the mark of the beast. I listen to a bunch of people, and I've noticed a couple people that I like that are in end times eschatology. They think that the two witnesses are actually the word of God in church, so they spiritualize it. Now, in our ministry's point of view, if you really look at Jesus' first coming, prophecy was literally fulfilled. So when we take a look at end of days, where can you read the word of God literally? I think there'll literally be two witnesses. I think people will literally worship an image from this fake resurrection of the Antichrist. So again, in my dream, I did not see the pyramids in Egypt generating electricity, but what I saw were these mini pyramids. And I suspect that they've known this for a long, long time and have been working on this, because you need to think about the scarcity scam that we've always talked about. We played in some executive talking about how oil was naturally flowing and created. And if you follow our ministry, we've talked about primary water. Gaddafi was tapping into primary water and greening the desert. But what we're told of this scarcity, and that falls for electricity as well. I'm not buying the scarcity argument. If you dig deep enough, if you know where to dig, you can get water, right? You can get water. I remember we covered a V-cast with coal. And coal's pretty clean once you put the scrubbers on. But coal, they found a tennis shoe from the 70s within this coal lump. So the fact that coal, they tell us, has been produced billions and billions of years, I'm not buying any of it. But, I mean, the lies and deception are so great. It's just, it's hard to believe. God bless.
Corrado Malanga from the University of Pisa and Filippo Biondi, involved in radar and remote sensing research with the University of Strathclyde, published peer-reviewed research in 2022 via MDPI entitled Synthetic Aperture Radar Doppler Tomography Reveals Details of Undiscovered High-Resolution Internal Structure of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Their research was conducted using SAR data, Synthetic Aperture Radar, along with proprietary software developed by Filippo Biondi that transforms the radar signals into phononic information, which allows for the detection of millimetric vibrations. This cutting-edge technology is capable of revealing underground structures invisible to traditional methods and revealed internal structures never seen before. Having established their expertise in using SAR to explore pyramid structures non-invasively, a recent press release on their current project was released last Saturday. This March 15th press release summarized the key findings in the team's research of the second largest pyramid of the Giza Plateau, known as the Khafre Pyramid. And what they found was astonishing. The analysis of dozens of tomographic SAR images obtained from different angles enabled the 3D reconstruction of inside the pyramid of Khafre and deep beneath the surface of the plateau. Near the base of the pyramid, five identical structures are seen, connected by geometric pathways. Inside each of these are five horizontal levels and a sloping roof. Below these five structures are eight cylindrical structures, which appear to be vertical wells, hollow inside, and surrounded by descending spiral pathways. These eight vertically aligned cylindrical structures, arranged in two parallel rows from north to south, descend to a depth of 648 meters, where they all merge into two large cubic structures, measuring approximately 80 meters per side. The entire structure extends approximately 2 kilometers beneath the surface and extends beneath all three pyramids of the Giza Plateau complex. Mainstream Egyptology tells us that the Giza pyramids were tombs for pharaohs Khufu, Khafre, and Menkaure, and that they were built around 2500 BC using ramps, sledges, and levers. But the redundant mathematics in their construction, which include pi, the golden ratio, and the speed of light, along with the testimony of today's expert architects, suggests that the official story does not hold up. The massive underground structure revealed by the recent SAR data shows what appears to be a mechanical or functional system, and this has been hypothesized in the past. Nikola Tesla believed that the pyramids could harness Earth's natural frequencies. This arguably inspired his experiments in wireless energy transmission and scalar waves. In The Giza Power Plant, Christopher Dunn argued that the Great Pyramid was a power-generating machine using resonant and acoustic forces to convert mechanical stress into electricity. In The Giza Death Star, Joseph Farrell proposed that the Great Pyramid of Giza was a weapon of mass destruction using a type of physics that he calls paleophysics to focus energy as a scalar weapon. The cylindrical wells could be conduits for energy or sound waves, and the cubic structures might serve as energy storage or stabilization units, akin to components in a large-scale weapon or generator. And the detection of vibrations in the pyramid's internal structures reflects all of these ideas. The Khafre project hopes to plan an excavation in order to discover more about this underground structure, but history shows that this will be very difficult to get approval for. Greg Reese reporting.